North Florida is still recovering from Hurricane Michael, which made landfall in October. The area hasn't gotten much help from outside sources. And today, as Kaiser University made donations to the Panhandle area, officials used the time to highlight the need for more financial assistance. I'm Blaze Ganey. Kaiser University's Belinda Kaiser donated $50,000 for the hurricane relief effort in Bay County.
This is really about caring about every Floridian in the state of Florida and returning that area to the beauty and grace, the Panhandle, that we all know and love.
Half of the money is going to the Bay Law Enforcement Association's fund, or BLEAF. County Sheriff Tommy Ford says it'll go to help the sheriffs in need.
We had over 60 deputies that were displaced from their homes. They're still struggling. Many of them are still displaced. So this funding will go directly to support them.
The other half is going to Volunteer Florida. As of April 23rd, it has doled out nearly $7 million in Florida Disaster Fund grants. CEO Clay Ingram explains the work they've done so far in the Panhandle.
Very early on, you know, in the immediate response phase, we were able to get monies out the door in smaller increments to do things like muck and guts, tarping roofs, doing immediate mold remediation or to prevent mold intrusion in homes. Now we're beginning to shift into the long-term recovery.
President Donald Trump is holding a campaign rally May 8th in Panama City. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis says what's more important is that the president brings help.
The announcement that President Trump is coming to Panama City on May 8th, I told Senator Scott earlier this week, I said, you know, whether the president comes or not, I hope he comes bearing gifts, because the visit to Northwest Florida would really be extra special if it came with a relief package from Congress.
As of May 1st, Congress hasn't passed a disaster relief fund package, something State Senator Marco Rubio says North Florida's been waiting for far too long.
Getting disaster relief passed in Washington's taken way too long. This is ridiculous already. Hopefully the House is going to begin the process next week, and I hope we can shortly thereafter do something here in the Senate. The people of Northwest Florida in particular have been almost a year waiting for some help from the federal government. We have to act now, and I'll be continuing to work very hard to get something done, because this has taken far too long and far too many people have been hurt.
The lack of federal funding is also hitting Tyndall Air Force Base. Brigadier General Patrice Milanson says receiving no funding doesn't hurt today, but will in the future.
We will not be prepared on the 1st of October 2023 to receive the first F-35 that's scheduled to come to Tyndall Air Force Base. That's really the impact.
Meanwhile, on a state level, the Senate Budget Chair Rob Bradley says the legislature has given more funding than last year to try to help with affordable housing for the area.
We did over $200 million for affordable housing, and I think last year we were just over $100 million. As the representative said, $115 million is dedicated to housing needs in the Panhandle.
That money will be split between ship and sale programs, which ultimately go toward helping affordable housing developers and low-income residents looking to buy homes.